Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Zorl back with Plan Vision Podcast. I want to talk about investing for your parents. We do get this question, and it's not an unusual development. As our parents age, we can get more involved in helping them in many parts of their life, and their finances can be included in that. And some parents and their kids come to the conclusion that the kids are better anyway at managing money. For some children, as they take more control of their finances, their personal finances, the children's, they then develop this interest in helping their parents too. And they have seen over the years that maybe their parents are doing it differently. They're not managed all that well. They're concerned about it. They'd like to help their parents improve their financial situation. So that can happen too. And in some cases, the parents just know this. Hey, we've not been good at this. You clearly are, so maybe you could help us out. Some families that work, some it doesn't. Now, here are some things to consider as you begin to go down this path. I suppose this is an obvious point, but you're not your parents. Their financial situation is likely different than yours, might be a lot different than yours. And their experiences with money and investments could also be dramatically different. A couple of thoughts as you, well, a couple more warnings, thoughts, whatever. I'd be very careful about trying to convince your parents to invest at things that they're resistant to invest in, which typically are stock market investments, right? Or things that they don't at least have a basic understanding of. This could end up being a problem if they don't have a good idea of how their investments could perform or behave. In 2012, my dad had some cash that became available. He wanted to do something with it. And he had very limited interest in the stock markets. And I talked with him. I definitely did not want to suggest he put his money in something that would experience loss. Now, the markets had done well recently, and he was aware of that. But he did not like the idea of the money going down. So he put his money in a deferred annuity, and it was perfect for him. He was happy with it. He would, every once in a while, just remind me, hey, Mark, that thing you put me in, that's, I like that. That just keeps going up. He would have made more money for sure in a balanced fund or a market-based investment, but it would have bothered him during the times when the market was not doing well, when it was going down. So it was a great investment for him. Here is another important consideration. And think of your parents' investments in light of their overall financial situation. In essence, as if you were doing a financial plan with them. Now, you're not really going to do a financial plan with them. Maybe, even though we actually have clients that buy Plan Vision and do it for their parents. But thinking of their investment in light of other income sources, spending patterns, their age, their longevity, it just makes sense to factor those in. Is the money that we're talking about or you're considering investing critical to meeting their monthly obligations or just extra money that they may or may not spend? In the financial services industry, this is just basic know your customer stuff, which is what you want to do if you're going to help your parents with their investments. So I think it can be a great help for children to help their parents get their financial assets, their investments in order. But you really want to be careful about thinking of how they should invest in light of what are the investments that you've used to help you put your plan together.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.